Yuma Perik Vav, Mishnah Gimel, 6-3, and the presentation of what happens with the Seir Mishdaleach continues. It says, after he finishes his vidui, Masaro Lamisha Haya Molicho, the Kohen Gadol hands the Seir Mishdaleach over to the person who is responsible for bringing it out into the desert to Azazel over there. So the Pasuk in Vayikra, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, says, Vishilach biyad ish iti hamidbara, and the Kohen Gadol is sent out by the hand of ish iti. Now ish iti is a little hard to translate. It kind of means something like the man of the hour, the man at the ready. The point is we're darshing that the word ish, the man, implies that any man, meaning not only a Kohen but any person, Kohen or otherwise, is eligible to function as this ish iti, bringing it to the desert. And E.T. Means like at the ready, so that means he has to be mezuman, he has to have been designated to do this task already from before Yom Kippur. That's a requirement. So whoever that person is, he's the one who does it. Hakol kesherin leholicho. Anybody, meaning even a non-Kohen, is acceptable to be the one who brings a Seir Mishdaleach to the desert. Elisha aso kohanim gedolim keva. However, the kohanim gedolim, that's the Girsa of our Mishnah, although Bartonura seems to have just Kohanim. They made like a fixed practice. And they did not permit a non-Kohen to do the act of bringing the Seir Mishdaleach out into the desert. So that was their rule, notwithstanding. They wanted to keep it amongst themselves. Rabbi Yossi ma'asa v'holicho arsala v'Yisrael haya. Rabbi Yossi points out that it actually happened once that a fellow named Arsala was the one who took the Seir Mishdaleach one year, and he, in fact, was a Yisrael, not a Kohen. So most learn this is coming to be a Maisa Listor that Rabbi Yehuda is disagreeing, and he's saying it's not true. There was the practice for Yisraelim as well to bring it out, but others learn actually that Rabbi Yossi is saying that this exception proves the rule, that there was the famous story one year that Ursula, for whatever reason, there was some exception, and for that reason, Ursula brought it out. But that was sort of very noteworthy, because normally a non-Kohen wouldn't be the one to bring it out. At all events, the din is that it's anybody could bring it, but the practice was for Kohanim to do the bringing of the Seir Mishdaleach out into the desert.